It's time for another episode of Rainmaker for Contractors. Interviews and success stories with million-dollar-plus basement waterproofing and foundation repair owners. Discover how they market and grow their companies in today's economy. Hear directly from the most successful leaders in your industry. With your host and Rainmaker for Contractors owner, Bill Crawford.
Hey, what's up? Welcome, everybody, to Rainmaker for Contractors podcast. Today, we have Nicole Henry from Company Cam. Nicole, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, Nicole, you and I ran into each other at the Basement Health Association Conference in Atlantic City, New Jersey next week. But I've heard your product recommended by several waterproofers, so I'd love to learn about it. Company Cam, you know what? Fire away. What is your product and how is it helping waterproofers?
Yeah, sure. So if you've never heard of Company Cam, we're a visual first documentation software. So what that means is we love to help contractors, service providers, anybody who is on a job site or a property taking photos, keep those photos organized in one location, date, time, GPS stamped, will auto organize them by project for you. But we also want to make them accessible by everybody on your team. So there's no downloading, uploading, or sharing necessary. Everything is uploaded instantaneously to save you and your team time and make sure that your butt is covered.
Nice. Nice summary. So I owned a waterproofing company myself for several years. I, of course, know the advantage of having documentation. When there's an issue on the job, the number one reason is an absentee homeowner. So we used to take pictures, leave them on the table, and so on. I could see how having documentation is a huge deal. I got to think that you save companies a fortune of money, especially in cases when there's issues. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whether you're working in the basement health space, roofing, restoration, landscaping, you name it, an issue can always come up, whether that is something that has been pre-existing damage at the property location that the homeowner or property manager never noticed, or you name it, a liability issue comes up. Because we have those date, time, and GPS stamps, there's never a question of when this photo was taken or where it was taken. And we want to make it really easy to keep that communication line open between contractor and client. And if a liability claim does need to be submitted to insurance, we also want to make that process very simple for the contractor and for the homeowner, getting those photos in one photo report and then sent off right away.
Got it. That makes sense. So, you know, because we're dealing with public and we don't know, you know, we're sending crews into these homes and there's a lot of work that's being done, you know, jackhammers get brought in, buckets of concrete and so on. Obviously, it's a best practice to take photos beforehand, because you don't want a homeowner thinking, whether legit or not, in their head, hey, you caused that damage that wasn't there before. A lot of people don't go into their basement and suddenly there's all these people doing all this work. And they're like, wow, what's that? That could have been there for 2 years. But if you have those photos ahead of time with it timestamped, no one can make anything up like that. So I can see how it's a great way to cover yourself. That's awesome. What are other ways that your company helps contractors with taking pictures?
One way I really like to emphasize is keeping the contractor in communication with the client. Like you said, people might not go down into their basements or crawl spaces. I am very averse to being around spiders, so I do not go in my crawl space, but I like to be in the know with what's going on with my home, especially if work's being done and the price tag is, higher than what you would get, you know, on a typical shopping bill.
For sure.
And so with Company Cam, we make it very easy to share those photos with clients. So it can be like they're almost there in the room with you, even if they're, you know, in a completely different country, state, you name it. We've got a photo timeline. So anytime a new photo is added to that project, it'll upload in real time. The client's able to see it. no problem. Photo galleries, you can select the photos before, during, after. We even have a very nice before and after photo template to display the work that's been done that you can easily share with your client. So if they do have a question, they can instantly reach out to you. You can add them as a collaborator on that project so they can download the Company Cam app on their end as well. So if they're looking at those photos and they have a question, they can just drop a comment in the project and whoever's on the job site can see it instantaneously, take care of it, answer it, whatever you need.
I'm liking that a lot. That sounds really good. So is it a common practice to just share the link with the homeowner? And at what stage would it get shared? And then when do these contractors that use your service typically set that link up?
Sure. It really depends on what kind of workflow your company is using. I've talked with companies where they'll create the project for the homeowner before they even go out for that initial estimate. That way they can share the link before any photos have been taken, explain the process, and then as those initial before photos are being captured, the homeowner understands exactly what work is going to need to be done, and there's a reference point for the contractor to point at later. I know companies who will create the project, take the before photos, and once that bid has been accepted, then they'll share that timeline out, and the homeowner can see all the before photos, during production, the after photos, you name it. And other companies will, you know, wait till the very end and then create a very nice custom photo report, very formal, print that out or share that out via email, text, or another way. That way the client has a record of all of the work that's been done on their property in case it can be used for resale value, insurance purposes, or anything nice. Other.
Does that link ever get taken down?
So the contractor has the ability to disable the timeline link. So at any point in time, you know, they can go into that project and disable it if they need to go back in, add some additional photos that maybe the client doesn't need to see. Gallery links are live, but we can disable them from the back end. The contractor just needs to reach out to us on chat or email. Our support team's pretty quick to respond and we can help out there as well.
Got it. So if I'm subscribing to your service and after a year, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Is that link still around, or once the contractor stops their subscription, all the links go down?
So once the contractor stops their subscription, then the account no longer is active. And so those photos wouldn't be able to be accessible through that timeline link since the link itself is linked to the account.
Totally makes sense. And it's only fair because it costs money to store, right? And will it store videos as well or just photos?
Photos, videos, documents, you name it. We have an unlimited storage cap. So whether you have, you know, 10 photos and videos per project or 100,000, unlimited storage. We've got videos, 2 minutes on our pro plan and then 10 minutes on our premium plan with video walkthrough options available. Photos are also available in 4K as well as videos. So if you are printing out for magazines or have commercials running, you're able to use your Company Cam assets there as well.
Ooh, clever. Nice. So if I'm processing this right, are you saying like 2 minutes or 10 minutes per plan per customer of the contractor?
So we have two plans, our pro plan and our premium plan. Okay. And we do it on a per user per month basis. So your company might be on the pro plan with 10 users. Everybody would have access to take those 2 minute photo, 2 minute videos on pro, but they could take as many 2 minute videos as they wanted. Per project, unlimited cap.
Okay.
The same for premium, unlimited 10-minute videos, as many as you and your crew wanted per project.
Hey, if I'm a contractor, you know, what I'm doing is having the inspector or sales rep not only mention this tool and show examples, but they're using your tool in the home and they're taking lots and lots of pictures. Is that how some people are using this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have unlimited storage that you're not going to need to pay additional for additional storage, then, you know, why not take all of the photos? Worst case scenario is that you don't have to use them. Best case scenario is you captured the pre-existing damage, the state of the home, the work that needs to be done. And if something comes up liability-wise, you have that photo and video documentation to make sure you and your team are covered.
Nice. Now, here's another possible application. Wouldn't a production manager or owner want to use these pictures for development reasons? Not only to acknowledge, you know, great, clean work that's being done, but also, hey, this is an example of what we don't want to do. And then ask, you know, how can we do this better? What do you think happened that this end product didn't match what we do here?
Oh, absolutely. Because everything is uploaded in real time and accessible by everybody on your team, you could have crews out at different job sites with production managers, owners, GMs, overseeing all of the projects from one central location. So you might be at the office while five crews are at five different job sites, but you can stay in the know without having to physically be at those job sites. So if something does come up where you see, you know, a safety issue or a procedure being done incorrectly, that could be a great learning moment. And you have the visual documentation to reach out to that individual via chat within the app, let them know, hey, this isn't the procedure. This is a safety concern. Let's change this and move forward. That way it can be taken care of in the moment and you don't have to worry about those risks and then addressing them later on if they have happened.
Very, very cool. So a lot of companies have a field supervisor where they're driving to the job every day. They're checking with the homeowner, making sure everything's okay. This is sort of like a Zoom meeting during COVID, where you could just kind of check in through video and you don't have to drive to the job.
You know, the video feature can absolutely be used. I know that there are companies where they'll have, you know, at the beginning of the day, walk the job site with that video feature. So the foreman or the GM, the owner, can just view those videos and get the update right away without having to track down emails, text messages, missed phone calls, you name it, and then just stay in touch throughout the day, regardless of where they're at, saving them time on the road, saving them money, not having to pay for all that gas.
That sounds great. How long has your company been around for?
So we were founded in 2014. We were initially in the roofing space. 2016, I'd like to say we really took off and we realized that photo documentation, video documentation, organization, keeping everybody on the same page wasn't just a roofing issue. Our CEO, Luke, was actually in charge of doing all of that at his family's roofing company here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And so he thought, you know, there must be a better way, but there wasn't. So Company Cam was born. And as we continued to grow, we realized, you know, again, this isn't just a roofing problem. And so since then, we've expanded into, you know, many different industries. We'd like to say we're industry agnostic, but you know, restoration, construction, roofing, landscaping, those have been big ones. But if your company is taking photos and needs documentation, liability coverage, keep everybody on the same page, Company Cam could be a good solution for you.
Gosh, absolutely. This is a really cool product. So I'm curious, what kind of inferior technology are people using if they're taking pictures at all? Are they trying to stumble through a Google Drive doc or what's happening?
So when people are using systems and pieces of technology, I won't say they're inferior because they work great for some things, but there could always be a more effective and efficient way. So if we're talking about Google Drive or Dropbox, sure, you have storage opportunities. You can create folders for those job sites, store the photos within those folders. But the issues that you might run into are limited storage space. You need to eventually pay for more. You need to share those folders with new hires. You need to unshare those folders with people who might leave your company. You have the manual uploading. So not just yourself, but other people on your team need to get those photos in one location. Or worst case scenario, those photos are being texted and emailed to one person who then has to upload them into Google Drive and organize them. So a lot of steps, a lot of time is being taken to do all of that when Company Cam will do it for you automatically.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds great. How much does it cost?
That's another great question. We really want to be cost effective and affordable for all of our contractors and service providers. So we do have two plans. We have our premium plan and our pro plan. Premium will come at $29 per user per month. And that comes with all of the features that we have, including any new features moving forward. Our pro plan is $19 per user per month. And the only things you're missing from that that are on premium but not pro are the 10-minute video, the 10-minute video walkthrough, 4K photo and video, report templates, and the ability to watermark any of your photos with your company logo for branding and marketing purposes.
Got it. Sounds like a great plan. Let's see, are there contracts involved? Are you locking people in for 5 years at a time?
If people love our product and they want to just say, hey, we want to do a five-year contract with you, we're not averse to that. We can definitely get you an additional price discount there. But traditionally, no, we have no contracts. So if you're doing the month-to-month, you can come and go as you please. You might gain some employees, you might lose some employees. So we'll credit you back or prorate you for that unused time. We don't want to charge you for a product that's not being used. We do have an annual plan with a 15% discount built in for both pro and premium. So if you wanted to access that discount, you've got 7 days to try out the annual plan, and then you're locked in for the year, but you have that seat purchased. So if you lose somebody and then hire somebody back on, they'll fill that seat before any additional charges are accrued.
Got it. That sounds really good. Let's see, is there anything else that we missed? Is there anything that you'd want to tell our audience about your service?
Well, I know one of the questions that I get very often whenever I'm traveling to shows or meeting with potential clients is, how long does it take to get up and running? We're very busy. And is there a learning curve? It's technology, it's new. Will my guys and gals be able to get the hang of it quickly? And I have great news on both of those accounts. So getting up and running with Company Cam is super simple. It takes maybe 10 minutes to get your entire team onboarded, whether it's one person on your team, just yourself, or you've got dozens. We'll block off 30 minutes of time in case there are additional questions, and you have unlimited trainings throughout your time with Company Cam. You'll have a personal customer success representative who you can email, give them a call anytime. They're happy to help in whatever way they can. And is there much of a learning curve? I would say no. If you have a cell phone and you know how to use the camera function on your phone, it's the same thing. Instead of tapping the camera icon, you would tap the Company Cam icon. From there, the project you need will just pop up on your home screen. We use your geolocation. So all you need to do is start snapping photos and you're on your way.
Sounds wonderful. Might there be a discount for Basement Health Association members?
Well, absolutely, Bill. Funny you should ask. If you're thinking about checking out Company Cam, I would highly recommend going to companycam.com/BHA. You'll get a 2-week trial on our premium plan and then 50% off the first 2 paid months. So again, that's companycam.com/BHA.
Wonderful. So I was going to ask you, how do they get in touch with you? You just provided it. Will they get to talk to you or are they going to talk to someone else?
Most likely they will talk to one of our amazing inside sales reps, but if you would like to get in contact with me, please feel free to send over an email. It's N-I-C-O-L-E, Nicole, .Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, @companycam.com.
That's awesome. Nicole, thank you so much for being on our show. Is there any last words you want to provide here? Any more insight?
Bill, thank you so much for having me. If you are part of the Basement Health Association, working with clients in any capacity, have noticed that there is some communication, internal organization issues within your company, I'd highly recommend checking out Company Cam. We'd love to help you and your company save some time.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks again. Great talking with you today.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right.
You've been listening to the Rainmaker for Contractors podcast, where basement waterproofing and foundation repair business owners and industry experts share marketing and sales information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and get all of our show notes at rainmakerforcontractors.com/podcast.